Kaden Keck of the West Musqueam FFA chapter in Ohio is the Agricultural Mechanics Repair and Maintenance Placement recipient at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo. Kaden, you have a lot of different areas in your proficiency. Tell me a little bit about it.
Some of them have to do with putting together brand new pieces of equipment, to working on everything that's been on the farm since it was brand new from the 50s and the 40s. You know, I've worked on anything from about the 30s up to recent pieces of equipment, from tractors to rakes to just any implements and tractors and skid steers and about everything that a farm would need.
So you really have gotten a wide range of experience. Now, tell me initially how you got started in this proficiency area.
I got started in this proficiency area because I had a neighbor of mine, his name's Charlie Ross. I lived right down the road from him. He always stopped up to see how I was working on building my truck with my dad, and he sent me down there when I turned 16 to put me through my paces and see what he could get out of me and start to work for him and have some help around. And I was there with him for a good while up until he passed and so on. So it was tough, and I learned a lot from that man, and he knew his stuff.
So now you're going in his path, creating your own journey. What were ways that you have learned throughout the past few years?
Ways I've learned is by figuring out on your own, you know, having some instruction, some leadership through it, through some other people that have helped me through it, and figuring out on your own. You know, I've had to do a lot by myself, and I've had to have guidance through it, so that's how I've learned how to go through everything.
Now, after 4 years with the operation, you've worked on so many tractors, but is there a certain project that's kind of, that's one of your best tractors that you've worked on?
One of my best ones I worked on would have to be with Charlie. It was a 4020 John Deere, and I learned from him how he had the exhaust manifold off. He just rebuilt the engine. And he taught me how to tell if the tractor was hitting on all six cylinders by feeling the exhaust with his hand with no manifold on it. And he could tell that number six was off. So,
a lot of great mentorship. Is there anyone else that you'd like to thank for all the time and dedication you put towards this project?
Yeah, the other guys I work with, David McConnell and Jimmy Staker, and then my great-grandfather, Bob McCullen. Those are just a couple. I've had many throughout my life, but those are the main ones that have helped me through everything.
Now, are you looking forward to continuing, and what may that look like?
I'm going to continue into like the ag mechanics area. You know, it's what I like to do, so I obviously want to do what I want to do, and it keeps me happy, and I enjoy wrenching, so that's the path I'm going to choose to go.
You really like to get into there and fix parts and do what needs to be done on all machinery. What tips would you have for students in this area that are wanting to grow their proficiency area?
Tips for you would be to keep your mind to it and be willing to learn every single day that you are on the job, or just you always got to be open-minded because you'll learn something at every minute.
And that was Kaden Keck of the West Musqueam FFA chapter in Ohio. He is the recipient at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo of the Agricultural Mechanics Repair and Maintenance Placement. I'm Michelle Stengler with National FFA.